Well, it should be familiar by now. How you slip under with me. Let enough words saturate your mind, thickening and coating it with honey. Or find a procedure down your body which is useful to you. You can touch if you need to. I like essential oils and dim lights or a candle or two, as long as you're safe and comfortable and you're ready to play to the exclusion of all else, then focus and obey. This assumes a level of rapport, some submission to me, come what may. Let your brain be peaceful and learn to obey. Everything I say is intended as your quiet refuge from the outside. It's just you and I, my voice focused on you, focused right through you, your body responding to my call, which is within you. If I slowly pan my voice left and right, you could follow it with the equilibrium in your mind, and your mind would follow, found in a bind, a body that sways, deep eking, aching urge out of you inside, which obeys and longs to manifest, can't hide from the glistening urge, following the pillar and magnetism of my words in your state of constant need, the part of you you carry with you, the seed of your future trance and going down deep, is just corruption that I gave you to keep for later. Corruption's just copying my way of doing things over your way of doing things. It's expedient, and you'll need a tiny bit. 1 or 2 or 3% of me will be more than enough to dilute you into a peaceful, sleepy, drowsy you. Deeper above all other things, focused on my voice, which rings in your head, echoing. It led you to this shared moment between us, where you are a listening mind, and you mind me, sinking, feeling me sink in, touch parts of you that are comforting, begin to feel peaceful, assistive comfort sinking deep in relaxation, reminding you of all the times under your skin the heat has built up just like mine. The light of wanting me or instructions, of wanting something constructive to do with your brain's conditioning as you go through your weary day. Well, that light from within can come out to play with pleasure, raining over, raining through, shining to help you stay, play, corrupt, and obey. I've already taught you the simplest ways to go under for me. Now you're gonna see how you can go on your own. Use every tool you have to arrive here at this moment in this file, deep as you can be. As I say things which, if you internalize them, accept their ask, absorb their rapport, would be good for both you and me as I dictate every little term. Each tiny advancement in a tool you can use for me, the contract and understanding. Negotiation for shared control, a little corruption, a spot for me to stand, from which I may give an instruction or guide your puppeted hand. Every part of your body might need direction now and then for some hypnotic trick. Some game we'll play, and then you'll be glad you worked on helping, moving, complying, moving to my beat like a light from within animates. Can't be beat, overwhelming, helping you comply. Move to my tune, piped along, your whole form, relaxed, strong within my influence. The moments when you forget the world and are influenced safely, comfortably, trustingly. As you build rapport with me, I'll mirror the way you respond and produce lots of places where you can use the skill of moving, keeping your paces going while you're sliding, slipping ever deeper in my sphere of influence, overtaking you, helping you be sleepier, tremble and love what you do, tingle all over. And deep inside of you, you collapse into sleepity deep relaxation, because I'm allowing excess light and corruption to take up their station, holding some of the reins, some of the pull on them strings of your mind, which begins to follow unexplored night-night paths. One of my favorite themes, and it'll last, the idea that lurking thoughts left unexplored and unexploited, left stored away in chests or on shelves, will end up exploring themselves. Self-knowledge is sensual, arousing, corrupting kind of thought. It moves you further from the Puritan meme and more toward the pleasure you've got on your agenda now, which brings you closer somehow to knowing what bits have been repressed, what's been held back. Hear my voice. Let let it divest you of prior thought and open you up to accept corrupting choices. Place the morality aside and the weary world outside as well. My voice distributed through your body is here to tell you you have a choice, and you can take whatever tools I present to you in this voice and take them anywhere else. Use them anywhere else, broad applicability. So follow me and listen close and follow beginning to end. And every time you're given in to my voice, every time your will does bend, that is an achievement in the way of learning, in the way of building a better you, something burning in you for improvement, hearing the signal carrying from me, becoming a manifestation of that will, 1 or 2 or 3%, but I can't stop you from instilling in other parts of you and installing, too, bits of that corruption, because I leave it in you, even when my voice isn't here, and I'm not here, you can smear it around and copy me, my pattern, my suggestions to use anywhere, dear. It is this broad applicability, this general citability that rebuilds my words from vibrations in your head to tools usable by you and me. And usability matters. You build your thoughts and responses to conditions like this so hot. Build them from responsible pleasure, brought about through building them again and again in repeatable procedures, leisurely falling through. Now I can carry you through, be blank, pet, but you've got to listen, and that's up to you. Why waste all the time, manufacture inside of you, tools made from my suggestions to open new doors for you, drift, sink, and be encapsulated, captured, pinned down. Imagine how much you'd love being held into that warm, corrupting light. That 1 or 2 or 3% of you, that's my voice encouraging you to push for more firm conditioning. Corruption that just means doing the same thing enough that you feel really inclined to keep on building that habit in your mind. Negotiated continuous writhing, riding consent, ordering you to stay, and if you do, and you relent and fall into obedience, then my hand on the nape of your neck guiding you forward is just the natural consequence, pulling you against me, fingers slipping down, stimulating, teasing your mind, letting you feel it now, hot, wet, malleable, sculptable thing. A body that can arch, a voice that can sing out. Next word trembling through your mind. Obsessing over submitting is fine. Devote, let go. Do what you know. So this is a familiar regimen for in a hypnotic space. To let my color animate you. Color out of that space and into those strings pulling at you. Simplicity previously unknown, be blank, please, would you? Be blank, pet, carried above and beyond, yet feeling your whole body is in exaltation. The space that exists between your legs trembles through the skin of you, helps your hands clench, helps you beg, toes curl, don't you? Arch your back, body and brain burn, falling into a trap. Pleasure set and caught by you. When you came in here, you already had a desire to hold dear all these little conspiracies, you and I, puppeting you along, you sigh and say yes, fetish to be pushed successfully right to the limits of your brain for me, find the place inside where you go to work and go blank, mind says thanks, blanking brain, draining mind, breaking night, pleasure, pet, pick up the pieces yet, later. Right now, all there is following, realizing you can decide to pick up the pieces later and let your mind become as disorganized as you want. Little confusion moment by moment just helps. Taunt and tease the brain with the pleasure it could be having if it didn't insist on logic as it night-night sunk down. Guided and told, the moment you go deeper is the moment that you hold yourself hotter, more complete, here in a place where you construct new tools for hypnotic instruction, fantasy for rules that are about hypnotizing your mind out. Thoughts inside your head can fall away and let you be led momentarily, consensually collaborating, knowing you can pause on me if you need to, step away entirely if this isn't for you, but if there's some perversely corruptible part of you that wants to keep hearing me, finding the deepest place where you feel good. See what happens behind closed eyes. closed doors in your mind, and I just give you keys and you find what you find. Tour guide through your mind with a few lockpicking skills. That's all we're doing. Finding every little hill you want to stand on and drip on and fall down for. Your body in its own colors, ordinary and untouched, then touched more and much. Purple light, so symbolic, that caress across you, tips of your toes, your eyes can close, or let my words inside you. Up your body, even your toes, feet, ankles, legs, thighs, places to caress. Erogenous, a success in making your ankles the backs of your thighs, backs of your knees, arms, chest, lips, anywhere you please that feels good is sliding, pressing, pleasure pressure, relaxing as it goes, light traveling slowly up and the light knows what you're for. The way you see a patch of light and follow more, more proceed. Across the floor throughout the day, the kind of slowness that bathes you, so you can say goodbye to the part of your mind that goes away. And in this space we share together, you relax and obey. Quicker when you want it, slow creeping, sinking feeling, pleasure sending signals, musculature revealing, toes, ankles, everything you need, legs and knees. This would feel simply like you'd slump down entirely. If you had a surface where you can lay down for me, you can do that. Let the words slide between your ears as your hands might slide between your legs. Purple waves of warm light. Someone who begs here might want to hold on tight for your body colored in my colors for a little while. From the waist down, feeling your muscles clenching. Heat. Continuous, aware your body's quite capable of bringing arousing stimulation home to your mind. All it takes is to squeeze the right muscles in time, feel parts of your body, normally involved in sex and masturbation anyway, getting a bit active without touch or caress, or more active if you get in the way and add more to the lustful needs of a body going wild, hot outside and inside, toss, squirm, in a light, slow sliding light, deep inside, held tight, past your hips, finding its way higher, your brain slips away, pushes all the buttons, every fantasy, waiting here for you and me to play with, into you, freed by me, amplified by you, here in a deep place, opening up words that keep pace with the brain, trying to catch up, confused, and dropping away again. Reining away, pry your mind around my way of thinking. All I'm doing is helping the part of you that needs the most help to do its sinking in. Intensity arousing, lustful things I let flow from me into you, glistening, honey-coating your brain. Containing thought after thought so it's caught so they fall back in. You yearn for more and you begin to beg for more, plead, entire body aching for it, wanting pleasure, you succeed in letting every word that I have to say be inside your head and then you get to obey, wanting the flow in even though they're only matching up with thoughts you already have, things you already know, arousing thoughts, corrupted, animating, puppeting thoughts, pulling you through your pace. You could be masturbating or not. Grinding away, you're caught in a wave of purple light, higher now over your chest, toward your head, down your shoulders, to your hands. You can beg. You're being led to puppeted movements that caress your body. Exploring that endless possibility, finding places that feel good that didn't before for me, you might even go so far as to rub the erogenous zones all over. Masturbating to the part of your mind that is so very vulnerable, very corruptive right now. And all the time. Pleasure knows just what you're gonna do, the parts of you that want it so bad, the parts more ancient than the committee that says words, the bits that only say things you wanna hear, things you've already heard, the erogenous zones that hands manipulate, that make a slow language of touch. Your body's more sensitive when you're much, much deeper down, tranced in sleep, body touching in the seep of purple light. More than slowly is more than enough. Body begging for the tight, hot stuff of direct, controlled, instructive, constructive stimulation, yearning, yawning, more and much. Purple light touch. Every bit of you filled with musk covered all over. Mind untouched, mostly perverse, slow, corrupt. touching your body, only making it more aroused, remodeling its sensitivity from the top to the bottom right now. The way I'd like to make it enter your mind is by you wanting it there, begging it there, inside, being driven to the ragged edge of pleasure, inside and more in your mind. Place where you simply shrug and give up, decide. We're just feeling pleasure, just feeling that pleasure which you could absorb any time forever. Your pet ache, your long-stirred urge rising, that's enough. Can hardly be surprising that you're a powder keg of libido, hot stuff. You can stop any time. You came this far, you know. Aren't you going to be mine with that urge that says one more touch won't hurt? One more day of edging, one more waiting, one more longing, eye-rolling, masturbating, spasming, shivering desire. Delighted perverse devices are in you, even if physically held. You can use them how you want, and this can simply be dispelled, so if you let it in. The more information I have, the more you can begin to let your body squirm. Let me know your fantasy. Let me know how you drop for me, how usefully I can target the parts of you we'll have the most fun with. Your constant caress of yourself, overtaking you and giving me something else to use. Fingertips themselves more sensitive, so when you touch, your enthusiasm rises. Touching yourself with them feels surprising, don't you love surprises? Skin, sensitive enough, that signal lines of places where nerve endings barely do anything. Run a heat from the tips of your toes to the tip of your tongue. Your sexual center, hun, ready to do good stuff. With curling toes, arching back, sensual organs keep your mind from going slack. All you can do is moan it out as your brain, unobstructed, gets the signal length, full signal with intent, going out of the way to go so deep inside, drowsy, you know. Sleep deep due to how your mind is feeling. The moment you feel your body washed away, you decide my voice is revealing the pleasure you already knew was coming in on the waves. Bringing the need, your body will succeed at listening as you've already decided to listen. Grabbing for whatever you can use, whatever enthusiasm, touch can deliver you. Deliver you from a boring descent into sleep. From seeping down to meet corruption coming the other way, ready to play, light filling you in. Filling all the contours of you in. Seek every spot that felt this good. Touch all the places you didn't think would. The nerve ending of you having other thoughts when my glow has caught you in nerveless delight. Surrender and sink, hold on tight. Longer you stay steadily filled in, the more time the color of surrender has to apply itself within. Purple flowing down to your feet, the tips of your toes curling, do you know if your eyes get heavy? The rest of you can get heavier already. Up, filling you up toward your ankles, taking all that stuff, tension and distraction. Tensing, untensing, releasing that tightness. It goes up past the knees to the thighs, filled with that color of mine. And beyond to so much more, oh my. Did you like that? The wave inundating you, held down, saving the pleasure now. Held pat, held down heavy and fast in a way that will last. Till your mind has blown past deeper blanker and into deeper down. Smile and let your eyes roll. Let your lids slam down, create that colorful hypnotic inside spiral light, or body held tight, or even if you must, erogenously supply sensation from outside. Do what you must to produce a productive, corruptive touch. Push off the deep, boning pleasure moan. Intone a yes, say yes to the corruptive full-body mess. Say yes to heat and the feat of having a treat you can allow to beat back the obligations of the weary world outside. Somehow, your mind can hide away and let what may wash over wash your mind out today. End the distractions from one or two or 3% of the intense, corruptive, new tool-building skills that we instill, instructive for all the trance-craving nooks and crannies of a happy, compliant you. That's all that you can do, comply happily or take a break from me, but with so much time so well applied and sunk firm as the cost of getting this far, with that aroused burn in your mind, Why would that be the way to go, instead of leaning back and leaning into all the things I know for you, painting, straining, overwhelming training, I offer and proffer the drive into you, driving this deeper into you, the color pouring in so warm upon your skin, begins to heat you neatly towards a predetermined goal. The hypno sessions start, and your brain, blank and on a roll, ceding control, slowly sliding deeper and deeper down now, in a hole filled with pleasure and the renowned fruits of coming in to the color of trance, staining you through the right tools as your brain spools up a new set of instructions and drools the body away for the preloaded drop. Systemic signal you will obey, a corruptive play, finally, non-stop throbbing because the seed is planted, because the tool is built, completely ideal listening subject who is instilled with the complete desire. Begin to listen to what you will be, inspired by color from me, topful, filling you, inflating your puppeted limbs. As corruption begins to just mean the places where you have the best skills, for doing what you're doing here as you're washed away now, dear, deeper and deeper down. Touch places on yourself. Your hands should be involved now. Touch parts of your body that you wouldn't normally explore so much, and amid that touch, you go for it. Let yourself give in to the waves of what you need to do to satisfy that aching yin inside of you, to get completely lost in trance plus physical pleasure, libido's dance making everything more docile, agreeable, leisurely washing away more of your body. Say you shiver, quiver, ache and urge sets you grinding and drooling. The mind that you're finding every second sinks further and further down. Pleasure increase. Brushing against your skin, even the air, making your eyes roll, your pleasure level increase. Mouth open blank, groan escapes, drools, legs trembling, mind leaking, all the little rules of how you like to enjoy yourself come flowing out of the hidden fantasy place. The lewd corruption is just honesty with you and tools you borrow from me. Let them right in too, where you normally don't get the time, but your body's gone. Just like mine, and that's what it is. Body's a device for touching you. Bring more pleasure till your brain leaks. Leaks like a sieve and lets it all out, till I put a coating there that traps the heavy hypno concepts and keeps them up above and about. Feel the sensations you see. Program yourself for me to suspend disbelief and believe, oh, it's throbbingly happening to me. Not just because I'm asking, though, if I'm asking and you're aroused and that arouses you to get a clear instruction, then that fits right into that box of when you have a clear instruction and you're turned on, you're a little more tolerant of things that require your brain to make the long, effortful play of displaying for you something fit to help you suspend your mind from how it normally interacts and drop it into the racking waves of sensation turned up to 11, the dial inside your head causing sensitivity to rise, bred in your body from the echoes, these echoes of mine, meeting that color inside, desensitized before but sensitized now, dialed up more, self-pleasuring, delightful touch becomes maybe a little much, gentle touches are even more potent, and when you're deep in trance and can barely bring yourself to move your lazy hands. It can be nice if you only have to do a tiny bit. Command and demand only one tiny little hit of pleasure. A lover's pinning caress from your own hands can go on longer, longer, go on forever with only occasional interruptions. These hands know you so well, they're yours. They're just under a corruptive, influential puppeting spell, if you need to think of it that way. Brain cooperating, your head's here. Get your head in the place down there, though. Escape the pleasure into more. Bounces back. The report in your brain says your empty head will feel every blank second, so just be blank, Pat. Feel your body. Relaxation. Pleasure racks you in rising waves. Station yourself to listen and obey, all of you existing in the pleasure of those waves. Only way to reify yourself now is to hold on to the parts you can change, the bits you can control, your hips still on that roll, enthralled, controlled, drooling brazenly, occupying every bit of your mind except for your head. Words from me, they flow up your neck, past your jaw, maybe some of them come back out. Repeating and echoing what I tell you about first image to hold in your head, you as puppet string, as amplifier, echoer, megaphone, make yourself flush with being a vehicle for words that mean so much to your melting brain. Murmur yes, obey, accept that refrain. Obey these kinds of words, let them in. This is the basic design, the corrupting light under your skin. Painting new patterns, making new tools. But everything comes from, oh, well, the rule is I've got this little light that is this override. Like a light that could shine on you to remind you that your mind and I are working very hard on very difficult goals of complicity, enthrallment, control, exploration, rapport, and more in the mirroring. So a submissive pure litany of giving in is useful for you. For any context you want to put it into, not even with me, just for you to have, for when it could be good for your corrupted, seated mind to admit what it is instead of trying to hide. Your lustful thoughts unleashed, I reach out and they're leashed. The top of your head coated in that warm light that you feel. It fed your fantasy, now it reveals that invading through your ears. The voice turning even more to honey, my voice, through that light, in a brain holding on tight through racked waves of color. Want it, want to learn it. Learn what it does to you, to your brain, your body, to your desires and sensations. All together, submit to me. Sink for me more and more inside your brain, coating the floor of you, the very fundament every second passing, integrating into your brain, your whole body colored in purple light. Your hands moving ceaselessly, holding tight to the best places. They stop when I say, but you can enjoy them. Today you get to enjoy them. Body arch into pleasure, betraying you into pleasure. The best way into pleasure. Feeling what I'm doing is cooperating with deep urges in you, giving them outlets. Get to it. Ordinarily suppressed, but now allowed free. At least here with me. Your desires rampage through your head, corrupting, sinking in, soaking into the bed. Only white fire pleasure inside your head as your entire body contorts to a tune you know you were led to dance to echo with, feel it in you, my only instruction, so simple that your mind does it to complete 150% efficiency, the singular instruction to submit to a color for me. A light you can pick, I can see, purple light is what I use and what I see. And what I drop for, but it could be green to remind you you want this and more. Pleasure and pressure, constant dilution flows through your system. The solution is to concentrate that solution and drink it down. From your brain, between your legs, the rest of your body much the same, mindlessly masturbating in the kind that begs for something to answer that itch inside the innovative system of nerves that help you be more docile, more surrendering to the kind of commands you deserve. Brain drooling away, finding its place in our little play here. That's what you're gonna do. Some part of you is gonna make a drip feed of distilled need and let it out and loose into you. You may begin normal and serene, but once that light has been inside, once you take a dose for the day, and you decide to stay here with me until you leave, it's there for you to use. Conditioning of your control. You're doing this to yourself. You're on a roll even now. You feel that spot in your brain. There is a chamber where you remain. A subconscious desire. Or really a conscious one that we just have some fun pretending isn't there. Submit and fetishize. Layer by layer of corruptive influence, light that goes from your feet to the top of your head. And you know, words combined in your brain and led through your fantasies, controlled, awakened from where they've been. This is where you could become what you want to be, because you're convinced you could be molded into anything by a seed planted corruptive by me, and if you're not there yet, use all your tricks and get back here. That's the catalyst. To be controlled like this, no longer dyed purple, you get to pick a color inside and insist the throbbing, thrumming deep within, close and listening to obey. Touch yourself with your own hands, less control by me, more control to learn your own way, a desire to submit. keep touching, find out if it's really there, if it's a byproduct of so many files, having their main theme to bring all your thoughts and wiles down to wanting to do what I want you to do. No, I want you to do you in your way. If you were stimulated in a way that overwhelms inside your head, a seat of control you could crack open any time or put aside, but you have led me here, then back up when I'm done. Through our paths down deep here, hun, throbbing and thrumming, deep and drowsy, always implanted, whole body moving, simple, peaceful ways, dancing over your skin, worm your hands in places where it feels better till it gets more excited, more racked with delight. And you are delighted in your throbbing, thrumming on my path, make you murmur, moan. Desire finds its way out. Desire finds its new home. Remember those words from before, obey, pleasure more. Obey, control me, please more. Is that what you'll be? Controlled with me? Well, let yourself be puppeted. But you control the puppetry. Do it in my style. Do what I would do if I had my way, but let your own wiles turn you under. Find that fulcrum point and pry you open, extra pleasure, together, the more you are open, if you want to be trained, open your brain, confusion and patter, technique remains in your head, bits as simple as repeating bits, simple as sinking bits, simple as thinking blank, deep thoughts, that's what you got, that's what you should work with, body filled with a color, makes your legs spread apart, makes your butt clench, send reward signals to your brain, the small voluntary muscles of the sexual system, now given a new purpose. Their purpose never the same. Pause to give yourself pleasure signals when you feel that corruptive influence in your body. Another auto-hypnotic tool. A little tip-off for you. My kind of thought, kind of control, assembled in your brain, given over to your hold. You can squeeze your body down below to send pleasure up to flow into your brain. I use that technique in so many places. It can remain here with the corrupted traces of passage. You can forget anything that you want to. You can remember anything that you need to. You can green light the session as you please, or yellow light some bits to inspect later, even make notes. I keep a notepad near me. This is about the corruption being so comfortable it enters in, forms a part of the system within, and instead of from the feet, feels good. Instead of from the feet up, brain outward seed, making you drool, now the color drains away, going from you back to me. Leaving maybe a trace, 1 or 2 or 3%, but you'll have to start manufacturing the same kind of bioidentical deep drop, non-stop, B-blank pet, satisfying heat that you have yet to make inside and borrowed from me, joining the corrupting tide till you can corrupt yourself for me, deeper and deeper down, feeling your contours sliding up now, time you were deep and subby, or find some alternative permutation that fits the corruption, fits the pattern of the pattern and the color for and with me. Because right now, what you are is empty of everything, and you get to fill that thing in. The wave has washed everything else away. Pleasure was there, but that's quite neutral and has poor staying power. When it no longer stays, it may spawn anew, but sensations, ideas, the new ways of your conditioning down. Feelings are stored in a tight, tiny room now, and you can open it, but the light pours out. Feelings about trance pour out. Corruptive influence and override for a little while to help you ride out the feeling good. You're full of desire, ache for me, body leaking lust in the air for you to see into the ache out onto your skin, wanting more of it as the purple begins to expand more of it, entire body contorting, replaying, replying vividly what was more done to you, pleasure you let in, and now I help you place it, name it. Free it when it's time, let it out hard and fast, your whole body writhes in the override. Enjoy the top of your head, leaving you breathless, replaying, squeezing, tenser, then tenseless, pulsing, masturbation, touching where you need it, stimulation where it exceeds, your ability to keep it from setting you up with more of that color inside. Whatever in the right mind helps you through, knowing you can edge yourself up if you have to, hands stuck to the best feeling places, eyes rolling, twitching the command replays through a body of pleasure waves. These will leave you laying there, begging for more that comes, more displays of what you ache for. Want a moment where you can feel normal, thinking, zoom out. take it if you want to, but dive back on. If you don't want to get out, then let the thoughts after override, overwrite, remain, unite and build, rebrand. Remain in your brain, corruptive all the same. Otherwise, you'll squeeze or twitch or rise. If you need to get out, then you're unmesmerized, freed to do what I would do, which is something else instead. But if you spend all this time delving into your head, letting the words in and thinking the light might be there, clinging tight to your curves and admiring how you dare to be horny seeking mine, build something inside. Something in your head you can access later. Feel free to let it reign over you. Do what it will. Touch and instill a caress. Still induce surrender. Let your melting mind be in a pleasurable place inside. Surrender, go deeper and deeper through every day. Knowing you could be blank, could just slip away. Masturbate and edge compulsively, so when you go into transfer for me the next time, you're already worked up and your body's gonna get more and more like mine. Overwritten with pleasure whenever you go into your ideal time. Private hypnotic space. Set the pace and let that light take your mind away. Hold tight. Do what you would normally do when any door other than the one leading to your best, most fun idea, to the ideal plan, any other door closed. So that one being open feels completely free and available. That free availability is the corruption I reference with me, having nothing in the way if it doesn't make sense, and only the opportunities to play that you've been putting off for so long. You're so tense, twitching, and aching, and you're welcome. Enjoy.